The delegation led by Presidential Security Advisor Tut Galwak arrived Khartoum on Saturday to meet with Sudanese leaders and offer help in resolving the country's political crisis in Darfur. Speaking to reporters upon arriving, Galwak said the Kiir's administration is concerned about the political stability in neighboring Sudan. He says his team is in the Sudanese capital to follow up on the implementation of Juba peace deal signed between the transitional government and AMNO opposition groups in 2020, which covers security arrangements, training and deployment of various forces. Galwak says the delegation is also in Khartoum to show its support for the political agreement signed between Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan.
Sudan's stability matters to us, and we are ready to take any step that leads to stability. That is why we came to follow up on all the files with our brothers here in Sudan, including the head of the Sovereign Council and the members in addition to the Prime Minister. We want to make sure there is some political agreement and all provisions of the Juba peace agreement are implemented.
Galwak describes the recent escalation of intercommunal conflicts in some parts of Darfur as worrying, saying such violence violates the provision on security arrangements stipulated in the Juba peace deal. He says carrying out the peace deal security arrangements provision should be speeded up, saying areas such as Darfur are complex and the deployment of joint security forces is urgently needed to protect civilians.
We have noticed renewed war in Darfur, and yet the peace agreement stipulates for the deployment of joint forces in the area to replace the UN and African peacekeeping forces and maintain security for civilians. We want to ensure that this force is deployed. And then we also discuss the beginning of the training of other forces in Darfur, Blue Nile and Nuba Mountains, according to the security arrangement matrix.
Under the Juba peace agreement, a 12,000-strong force made up of various Sudanese forces was supposed to be deployed in Darfur within 90 days to secure the area and provide protection for civilians. Dozens of people have been killed and scores of others injured in West Darfur's Jebel Moon locality and the surrounding villages. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in Sudan says more than 2,000 families have been displaced and have crossed into the neighboring Chad. Galwak says his team will also meet with all the peace partners in Sudan to see how to resolve their dispute over conflict in eastern Sudan, referred to as the Eastern Track in the Juba peace deal.
We want to find a solution to the Eastern Track with all the parties to the agreement, a solution that will be convincing to all Sudanese. What matters to us is to see the people of Eastern Sudan engaged in the process of implementing the agreement.
Members of the Beja community of Eastern Sudan have called for the suspension of the Eastern Track signed between the transitional government and the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella group of 9 armed opposition groups, arguing citizens of Eastern Sudan were misrepresented during the negotiations. Abdullah Obshar, a spokesperson for the Beja community, says his community is ready to engage in a genuine dialogue to resolve the matter and allow the area to develop.
We believe that the culture of holding conferences among communities is the only way that will solve the problem of Eastern Sudan. We are ready to engage in a dialogue with all the concerned parties and to resolve all the outstanding issues once and for all. We reject any unilateral decision by any armed group to speak on behalf of the people of Eastern Sudan.
The South Sudan delegation was expected to meet today with all signatories to the Juba peace agreement to review the status of the implementation of the terms of the agreement. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.